a fun run with dogs
and costume.
And costumes.
Yeah, there was costume.
Were the dogs in costumes?
My Mini at the moment is broken. I was annoyed by that, and then I came in and punched myself in the face.
Oh, insert clip. But, so yeah, I've copied Rory because he's very trendy.
And Rory copied me because I am the trendsetter.
No,
I don't think so.
I copied the seat that Max had when he brought out.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast, home of automotive financial mistakes, our life in cars and your questions answered. Today, Rory.
Yes.
Taylor.
Hi.
And I will fill your eye and your ear holes with what we've been up to. We'll discuss your car dilemmas and I want to continue on the theme of the Ferrari Lucy. Do you remember the Ferrari Lucy?
The Lucky.
Yeah. And open up a discussion about what cars are an affront to the brand. And then I also want to talk about looking rich on a budget.
Okay.
Because I found last night, actually on the toilet this morning, Aston Martin DB9 under 10 grand. When did that happen?
But is that an Aston Martin DB9 that needs 20 grand spending on it?
Oh yeah, but you'd still look great on the drive.
Yeah, you would. Anyway, before we get into all of that, Taylor, what do?
We say hello to everybody who has written in for us to say hello to them.
at the email address, which is?
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Fantastic. And a massive hello to Ben Welter driving a Kenworth tanker.
Oh.
Sounds big, sounds cold. Fun. Harry Sugden, who's looking forward to buying his dad's Reliant Scimitar. George Scott. Great Scott! On his way back from Duxford Imperial War Museum in a 2021 Tesla Model 3 Performance. We won't hold it against you that you drive a Tesla. Emil in Christchurch, New Zealand. Richard Tinkler in Rome with his wife. His wife? Andrew in Ireland listening to the podcast while preparing his cars for his upcoming wedding. Congratulations. We've got Phil listening on a long drive in his diesel Alfa Giulia, currently scoffing some food at the glorious T-Bay Services.
Oh, I like T-Bay Services.
We like T-Bay Services.
A nice farm shop.
The farm shop in T-Bay is fantastic. It's got to be the best one in the UK, doesn't it?
It is quite expensive, though.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
It's glorious.
I know, but I went in there. Remember, we were in there, not that obviously we weren't prepared, but it was Valentine's Day before, literally the day before we got back from our Scotland trip.
Don't admit that.
Okay. We bought all our stuff in T-Bay Services.
Yeah.
But it was nice.
I bought literally just some flowers, a little teddy bear, and I think it was some chocolates or something. £88.
Really?
Yeah.
Good quality gear, Rory. And you know what? You can't put a price on Valentine's Day.
You can. It's 88
You
quid.
Can't put a price on love.
But I didn't even know the price. I just sort of picked it all up because I didn't think it'd be that much. I got to the counter and then when she read it out, I felt like, God, do I look like an idiot if I just take some stuff away and go,
yes,
sorry, actually,
yes,
no, I don't.
She's
want
not
that
worth
anymore.
It. That's what you're thinking. Yeah, wasn't it? We've also got Adam from Canada driving home in his RTR Mustang.
Do you know what RTR stands for?
Road track race.
No. Ready to race.
Ready to rock.
Ready to rock.
You're ready to rock.
Oh my God, that's so American. And Rory's mum, Jackie.
All right, mum.
Is she?
Yeah. She's doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does she still listen to the podcast?
She does.
She must
be
so bored by now.
Yeah, I think she's bored of the Rory's mum, Jackie.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
I really like Rory's mum, Jackie. I bumped into her into the ladies' toilets at Shedfest.
What
Fest.
Are you doing in the ladies' toilets?
The men's toilets have run out of water to wash my hands. And I went into the ladies covered in soap. I was like, sorry, ladies. I need to wipe my hands. I need to wash my hands.
I need to wipe my hands.
And then Rory's mum, Jackie, comes out. And, oh, hello. I said, hello, Rory.
You have a bit of a chin wag?
Yeah. And then some more ladies came along and they were like, why are you in the women's toilet?
Oh, they'll be talking, won't they?
Yeah. And I was like, look, it's not what it looks.
Yeah. Rory's mum, Jackie, and Taylor coming out of of a toilet cubicle.
You didn't. I did, yeah. Yeah. All wet. Because I'd wash my hands.
Right. Can we move it on? We're going to move it on very, very swiftly.
Okay.
Rory, how do you feel about that?
It's better than Tom Lenthal saying it. So.
Right. Anyway, what have we been up to? Rory, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I went on my Switzerland road trip.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, is this holiday number four, five?
Four, five, Rory.
So we're halfway through the year and you're already on
Look,
holiday
man,
number four.
I've got to get them in before the baby comes.
So no more holidays this year?
No, actually.
But you are going to be taking paternity, which is a holiday. Why are you looking at me like that?
Say that again. Look into the camera, down the lens, and say paternity is a holiday.
Paternity is paternity is hell. Hell on earth. No, paternity is lovely. It's lovely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's when you realise that you have no freedom and that your life will never be the same again.
Okay.
And that you will age so much more quickly.
I can tell.
Have you noticed the grey hairs on the side of my head have started really popping now?
I don't know. They're going so far back, it's hard to see.
Yeah,
them.
The tide's gone out, right?
It's not the grey hairs, it's the wrinkles.
Oh, the wrinkles. Yeah. I've stopped caring about the wrinkles now. I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter.
And the haggard sort of just general look.
Yeah. That's why I'm going to the gym a lot, just to try and like make people look at my sexy body and not my haggard face.
De-hagger.
De-hagger myself. Yeah. With muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah. No more holidays.
No more holidays. Okay. But I went to Switzerland.
You did.
That was an amazing road trip. Yeah. I realised we should have done what I did in Switzerland when we went to Switzerland.
So we need to take your dad on our road trips. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Or just Brother Tom.
Brother Tom.
Brother Tom organised it all.
He organised your family holiday.
Yeah. He does that for all our family.
Does holidays. He really?
Tom loves an organisation.
Oh, yeah. We do like Brother Tom.
You set him any. So Tom, by the way, he comes on a lot of our road trips now. He is a cameraman. But he's sort of just fallen into the role of organiser.
Mother hen.
Yeah, like when in Morocco, he was always just like, we'll go over here, we'll take this boat, we'll get that boat over here. Then yeah.
He's good, like the opposite of me.
Yeah, he's the opposite of both of you.
Don't bring me into this.
You two are both unorganised.
You can speak for yourself as well.
Sorry.
You never organise anything.
Say that with a straight face, man.
Oh, you can't say that. Uh-huh.
What?
Your face.
Well, that's right. It. I'm going to unorganise this and you guys can do the podcast for yourselves then.
Right, well, he's organised the podcast.
I have organised the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we're in a rush.
Anyway, shut up. We're not in a rush. Bloody hell, it's so late.
Right, hurry up. What's the next
subject? How was the holiday? Was it nice?
It was great, yeah. We took my Vantage,
yep.
Which was the first time. I don't think it was fully done when I took it.
No,
it
didn't have the wheels on it.
Didn't have the wheels, yeah. I realised it is loud.
Yes.
Still.
Really loud.
It's really loud.
But good.
We went through a lot more tunnels than we even went through on our last trip. So it was, even I got to the point at the end of it where I was just going through a tunnel going, nope.
Really?
No, not going to rev. Okay,
yeah.
Not going to do it.
But, was it when the blood started pouring from your ear?
No, it was when everyone else around me started going, oh no. but my dad took his DB11.
Yeah.
And it's funny, everyone was driving past. I don't know why, but the DB11 didn't really get a reaction from any people. But
you see quite a few of those.
I know. I don't know whether it's just because it's modern.
Yeah.
But the Vantage, I was getting loads of people, I guess because it's loud as well.
Yeah.
But loads of people were reacting to it. It was great.
I think as well, it's because your particular Vantage looks really nice, especially now you've done all the bits to it. Like, I looked at that car at Shedfest when it was sat there and it was looking really smart. And I was like, do you know what? I would actually own that car. I'd actually like to buy that.
Really?
It's really nice.
So you still don't...
I still don't get it. You know, it's a good looking car. Is it something that I lust after?
Yeah, but it's not really you, is it?
No. Well, it's not German.
I couldn't imagine you driving that.
Well, that thing in front of me isn't German and I really love that. We're going to get onto that in a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's green and it's saloon.
Yeah.
Rust.
It's very rusty.
Speaking of green, I bought another green car.
Oh, yeah. We did that last night, actually.
We did, yeah.
We went to Uxbridge. Yeah.
We met Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jeff.
Jeff's a nice bloke.
Sold us his 56 Mini. Plan is, because mine's so broken and I've just completely given up on it.
Yeah.
We're going to take all the bits off my one.
Yeah.
And then we're putting it on another one. Mm-hmm. But luckily this time I've listened to the comments. I've listened to the people who said, well, don't put another N14 in it, get an N18.
Yeah.
But I did look into that. To swap an N18 into an N14 chassis
is a faff.
Ish.
Also, it's cursed.
The car's cursed. So yeah, we've now got an N18 Mini.
Yeah.
So it's got the much more reliable engine in, and then put all the bits on, and then we might have to do something with the old car.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes, if anyone knows Mr. Hughes.
Yeah, Mr. Hughes. I actually messaged him on Instagram yesterday.
Did you?
And I said, could we do something with one of your tanks or something fun? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. And I was like, oh, cool. Can I have your number? And he's just ghosted me.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. And now another break in the podcast to give a shout out to Shopify, the sponsor of this episode. And as we know, Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses worldwide, from massive brands like Gymshark and Mattel to smaller brands like us just starting out. Chris, we've been using Shopify for quite a few years now. We're not really that much of a small brand anymore, are we? Because we've got this Shopify plaque.
I know, I'm chasing the 100,000. That's a 10,000. I'm after that 100,000 now.
Yeah. So tell me about Shopify. When you started using it to start up the shops, and we have many shops, how was it to use? There's lots of like design platforms that you can use.
The way you start really is you pick one of the templates. Mm-hmm. And there's some which are really simple and easy to get going. So yeah, you can get going like an hour. And there are others which give you a lot more freedom. So we use those now because obviously I do lots of different things.
Yeah, you're an expert now.
But if you want to get going, you can just pick a template, the one which looks right for you. Like there's a template for bags, stores which do bags or, you know, dog beds. And you can just get going.
What's the kind of stuff that you've been using Shopify for most recently?
So when someone visits your store, what you want is their ability to get what they want quickly. So you don't want them clicking loads and loads. So I've actually found that Shopify have an AI tool that pretends to be a customer.
Yeah, and it a mystery shopper.
Kind of, yeah. It tells you where the friction points are in your website, as in places where they're clicking where they shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
And then it helped me to change the AutoAlex bit of the website.
And Chris, what happens if you get stuck, if you've got any problems and you can't figure it out yourself? Where do you go?
Well, imagine this. I'm in my bed on my phone editing Shopify because you can do that.
Yeah.
I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Just get onto their 24/7 support.
Award-winning 24/7 support. Yep.
Then they've never got stuck. They've always fixed something. Even when it's really complicated coding stuff, they know what to do.
Fantastic. So with all that said, Chris, Shopify is something that you would 100% recommend?
Absolutely. On Shopify, everything's in one place. So you can get into analytics, as in like who's buying what that week, where they've clicked from. It's really easy to understand. It's not complicated.
Yeah.
It's all just there.
And it means that you can understand your audience as well to optimize it for them.
Exactly.
So start your business today with the industry's best business partner, Shopify. And you can sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/autoalex. That is shopify.co.uk/autoalex. On with the podcast. What else have you been up to?
What else have we done? I can't remember the last time we recorded this.
About 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Bailey was in the unit.
He was, yeah.
I took Bailey for a walk.
Did
over
you?
The fields, yeah. Oh.
Did you?
Yeah, I took him around the back.
Have you got no work to do?
No, it was in a gap yesterday or the day before, whenever it was.
Was it yesterday when you were having a massive strop?
No, I had a bad day yesterday.
You did have a bad day yesterday.
But yeah, he was like, he really wanted to go out. I was like, come on, Bailey. And he like led me round to the where the paddock is.
He knows where it is.
Yeah,
now,
he knows where. And I was like, oh, okay. So I opened the gate and then he ran in. And then I opened the next gate and then he ran in the field and he did the zoomies for all the long run.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, nice.
And then he saw a horse and he was like, and I was like, oh, no.
Uh-oh, what have I done?
Oh, no. I was like, Bailey, come here. And he did come back, to be fair.
That's good.
He's a good dog.
He is. Apart from, I actually saw Rory unintentionally join a fun run club.
Really?
So we went to Tom Lenthal's and it was in the evening, like 7 o'clock. And Tom is in an industrial state.
Is he what? Sorry, I didn't quite catch that, Rory. Where is he?
He's Tom's place.
Tom works away.
Is in a business park.
Right.
And basically, usually it's dead. So I let Bailey off. He wasn't on the lead. Yeah. And he was just sort of running around Tom's car park.
He was sniffing, yeah.
And then what, of all things to happen at that time, a fun run with dogs
and costumes.
What and costumes. And costumes.
Yeah, there was costumes.
Were the dogs
up.
In costumes?
There was dogs.
Were the dogs dressed as humans and the humans dressed as dogs?
No, there was three people in a caterpillar costume.
Really?
Running together, yeah.
Oh.
And then Bailey sort of stood there for a second, realised what was happening before I did.
Yeah.
And then he started running. Because Bailey, he's a puppy.
Yeah.
And he's good for a puppy. But when he sees other dogs...
How old is Bailey?
He's just turned one.
Okay. How long are you going to keep calling him a puppy?
They're a puppy till they're two.
Are they?
Yeah.
It's not like humans.
No, but he's still a puppy. But anyway, he then sort of ran.
With the run club.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
He got very confused. He thought, am I meant to be running with them?
And I stood there next to Tom and Tom was just laughing. And then Rory started running after him and then joined the run club
really?
As well.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Do you
funny.
Know, that is the one thing is his weakness is other dogs.
Yeah.
He just wants to play with other dogs so bad. And I don't know how to stop that.
Because Maisie used to be like that.
Is that something that grows out of? It goes away.
Yeah.
Because he got to the point where he got close to the gate where he was already running at this point, and I was there going, Bailey, Bailey! And then you saw there was a moment where he sort of stopped and went, should I listen? And then went, the ears went up. And then ran. But yeah,
oh, brilliant.
I started running, and then some nice guy eventually grabbed him and then stopped him from carrying on after all the other dogs as well.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I could have been going on quite a long run.
Well, you didn't come back for a little while, and we were like, well, that's it. He's joined the run club. At least he's getting his steps in.
Fantastic.
It was very funny, I must
it
say.
It was sad. I missed that.
Yeah, yeah, no, that was good. And the Range Rover is at Tom's.
The Range Rover that has just been fixed. It's just had a new engine in it.
It worked? What? No, it's just...
The Range Rover episode that just came out.
Tom wanted to see what it looked like.
It's not. It's broken. It's got a budgie in the glove box.
I'm hoping there might just be some bolts loose.
So this is the car that you intend to take your daughter home from hospital in,
I brought this back and Ellie sat in it because she hasn't had it for a while. Yeah. And it is her car. And it's the car that she, I don't know, like, you know when you have that vision of how that hospital is going to come back with the baby? That, in her vision, it's in that car.
Okay.
And she sat in it and she cried. And then I was going, you know, I'll test drive it for a week.
Are you sure, before you continue, are you sure she didn't get in it and then cried because she was like, I really wish he bought me a proper nice car, not this bloody Range Rover again.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm
sure. I really want an L405.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure. But yeah, so she sat in it and she was like, oh, yeah. And anyway, I test drove it for a week.
Yeah.
And then towards the latter part of the week of commuting to work, which is that was going to be 1,000 miles of test drive, it started making this fluttering noise when I would hard accelerate.
How's it go?
And it was like, it started doing.
Oh, hello? Hello?
No, it goes.
Okay.
And then,
nice, interesting.
And then I did it a bit more to try and make the sound happen again. And it just slowly got worse and worse.
Yeah.
To the point where it was just happening under any acceleration.
Oh dear.
And then it sounded like a budgie in the glove box.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And then we've worked out that it's got an exhaust leak somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Near the turbo. And to access the turbos, you have to take the engine out.
Really?
So Tom's going to see if he might be able to get one of his technicians might be able to get their hand up in there and tight.
Yep.
But it looks like the bolts just weren't. We're hoping that maybe the bolts aren't done
tight.
Okay.
Mm. So someone missed a torque setting or two.
Yeah, hoping.
Yeah, okay.
Hoping.
It's easily done. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Also, it goes to show, if you want it done properly, Rory.
Get me to do it.
Get Taylor to do it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll take it to Tom Lenthal Limited.
I wouldn't want to do it.
He's also far too expensive. Yeah. Far too expensive.
What do you mean?
So Range Rover's going to get fixed, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I made a deal with Tom because Tom's an idiot and he likes a bet.
Yeah.
So I'm setting up Tom's website and I just said, oh, Tom, if you fix my car, I'll do your website.
And how long does that take you to do, the website?
The website, it will be a bit of time, like maybe a day.
It won't be a day.
Question.
Yeah.
Are you getting AI to do Tom's website?
No. It doesn't do a good job still.
Oh, okay.
Well, it can do some, but I don't know. It still doesn't do what you need it to do.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so.
Either way, you're having Tom over.
Well,
you can admit it.
I think on this time,
yeah,
I think you'll I've done well out of
yeah.
Tom.
Yeah, I like it when we win against Tom.
You are so horrible.
And anyway, that's what I've been up to.
All right, Taylor, what about you?
What have I been up to? I've been working on my RS4.
Oh, yeah.
I fitted my carbon intake from Tegua.
Yep.
So that sounds really good now.
Yeah, we love those.
It has still got a few little issues that I've been working through that I've been trying to diagnose and fix. One of which I have diagnosed and I've ordered the bits for, which is the cruise control.
Oh, really? What
so
was that?
It was the clutch switch.
Oh, okay.
It was actually broken and it was all jiggly.
Oh.
So I've ordered one of those. I went to the Duke of London the other day at the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
They had a classics and cake meet in Selfridges.
Okay, nice.
And what a collection of cars.
Oh, really?
I walked in and I parked the RS4. Shout out to Luke, who works there, by the way, who invited me and gave me a ticket. Really nice bloke.
Yeah.
I parked in Selfridges car park, which can I say, when there's not a Duke of London meet going on, it's £10 an hour.
What?
To park.
Wow. See, this is why London's a shithole.
£10 an hour to park.
London's stupid.
That's a wage.
You live in Middle Earth, Rory.
It doesn't matter. Look, sorry. And you two are so happy with London that you love it. You love everything about it.
I'd rather live where I live. No, I don't like that. I just hate
you
people.
Get, you can't get a phone signal where you live.
I have 5G.
No,
I have fibre internet.
Can't see. And
it's
so cold.
Takeaways.
You don't get takeaways.
He has to kill his own food.
No, you don't.
You kill your own food.
I get Uber Eats to my house.
No.
Yes, I do.
From London.
No.
But anyway, I went in, parked the RS4 next to a Volkswagen XL1. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Really
the
cool.
The most fuel-efficient vehicle.
Yeah, with the doors that go up and it's all funny. Yeah. That was really cool. Went in. I went upstairs and I was greeted with a Ferrari F40.
Really?
About two and a bit million quid's worth of car, realistically.
That's
now.
That's cool.
And then behind that was my dream car. My dream unattainable car.
Yeah.
Unrealistic. It's that actual car. I've actually seen it before. So Duke of London now own it.
Yeah.
But I saw a picture of it before and
But the Allegro's outside.
I know the Allegro is outside. This is unattainable.
Okay, all right.
It's a silver blue Lamborghini Aventador Roadster with silver wheels.
Okay.
And it looks marvellous.
How much is one of those worth?
That car is actually up for sale at the moment, and it's a disgusting amount of money, but I actually think it's quite reasonable.
Yeah.
175 grand.
Oh, okay. It's not as bad as I thought.
I think at the moment, Aventadors are a really good purchase. I think the only way they will go is up.
You could do a William Chandler and finance yourself up to your eyeballs.
So, funny enough, I posted that car on my story, like dream car, blah, blah, blah. And Luke, who works for Duke of London, messaged me and said, I could put you in touch with my finance guy.
Oh my God.
Do it.
Can you imagine him rocking up to the unit in an Aventador?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. But that, just like, because I've been thinking about this recently. A few people have said to me, like,
whose jumper is this that I'm wearing?
Oh, that's mine.
What?
Oh, so, that's from my hay fever.
Sorry, I'm just wearing a pink Shedfest.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've just pulled out some snot rags.
Yeah,
from
can I have that actually?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's from where I had my hay fever last week. Yeah. No, it's all right. It's dried out now.
Oh,
that's why
my God, there's more.
Yeah, that's why they're crispy.
Oh. Sorry, everyone.
But anyway, people have been asking recently, like, what is your dream unattainable car?
Yeah.
And like,
I don't think they are.
What?
I think most people are going, how many dream cars do you guys have?
I know, yeah.
Well, I don't think we realise what our dream cars are until we like proper think about it and look and like see them out and about.
So was this car your dream car before you actually saw it at Selfridges?
Yeah, because I saw it before Duke of London.
Taylor, your dream cars change every 5 seconds.
That's not
seconds.
True.
The TDC
boys asked me months ago, whenever it was, what is your dream unattainable car? And I answered with an Aventador.
But I think that's the difference. Like Will, to be fair to him,
he has always dreamt of that.
That Mercy has been on his
list.
There's
pictures of him in one when he was a child.
I've only really had one dream car. And it was the Vantage.
Yeah.
And all my other ones, I love them, but they're not the one that I didn't think I would be able to get.
Mm. I'm talking about dream unattainable car now. When I was a kid, when I was watching Top Gear and I was at school and I was younger, the two for me that really, really done it were the Mercedes SLR McLaren. Well, remember when that car came out and it was on Top Gear, I was blown away by that.
Yeah.
And then Jeremy drove it to Norway, I think it was, to Oslo and raced the guys on a boat.
Yeah.
The second one was the Veyron. The Veyron for me, like watching all the videos on that, the unveil and like everything behind it, the 1,000 horsepower and everyone saying it will never be replicated and blah, blah. That was cool. Like that, they're super cool. I love Bugatti Veyrons.
Mm.
Speaking of Veyrons, I've watched two car YouTube videos in this week. Yeah, this week. And I've cried at two car YouTube videos.
Really? You've cried?
Yeah.
What?
We'll get in the Mercy.
Yeah.
Made
you cry.
Have you watched the video?
No.
Watch the video.
It made you cry.
Honestly,
wow.
It actually made me like.
He has a heart.
He's quite an emotional person.
I know.
Do you not remember when he cried on our Christmas
tree?
Yeah. But the.
What's wrong, Rory?
Why are you looking at your watch?
Okay, thank God. I'm waiting for some injectors for my E46, which were hopefully going to arrive today. And I just thought it said packaged, refunded, but no, it says delivered.
Bloody hell.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
I told you these tissues make good juice.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, honestly, watch the first part of that video when Will acquires that car.
Okay.
I think that was Joe that edited that, or it might be Ben. I don't know. But whoever it was. Fair play.
Yeah.
It's such an emotional edit, the way that they put it together, the way that they've got old footage of Will looking at Mercy's and like comments from when Will commented on it. So well
that
done.
Yeah.
Like,
proper car passion stuff. Yeah, yeah.
That is ultimate. Like, because obviously that car is a stupid amount of money, But I think with the amount of passion that Will has for it, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other one is Mark McCann getting his Bugatti working for the first time.
Oh, really?
That's really emotional.
You could tell there's a moment where Mark's trying not to cry. He's on the phone to Jane.
Yeah, he's on FaceTime and you could see the phone shaking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's trying not to cry. And then I think Jane cries a little bit. And my God.
It was really cool. Yeah, yeah. I found that totally.
Do you know what this also goes to show?
What?
Is that you two don't have kids because you got too much time.
No, honestly, there are some, like Mark's stuff recently with the Bugatti.
It's been great.
I think he probably leant towards that bit where he probably bit off a bit too much. And then I think he realised that. But the way that the whole community has come together, it's amazing. Yeah.
And it just shows, like, we do that as well. Like, we you know, go and meet Tom Lempfer and Tom Barkley and we do all of the stuff we do. For me, it's that, when you build a car, it's that circle of people that you meet along the way. I love that.
Everyone chipping away to help out.
Like we can do stuff now, like this car here that we're looking at now. I think even just with the stuff that's wrong with it at the moment, I think 2 years ago we would have probably gone,
it's too much.
It's too much. Project, it's too much. But now we've got to the point where we've built such a good team around us.
Yeah.
We've got such a good group of people that it's nothing's too big.
We're literally only a phone call away from a fix.
And I
love that. And it also allows us to keep cool cars like that on the road. And like tomorrow, we're going up north to see our friend James, who's going to put your E46 on the dyno. And I know we're going to have a laugh. We're going to go out for a bit of lunch.
And brownies.
And a cup of tea. Brownies.
Oh, he's got the brownies.
He's got the brownies.
Oh, shit.
and like, I love that. We're going there to tune a car, but it's about the people and we'll have a laugh and we'll have some brownies. And
It's about the brownies.
It's about
the brownies.
They're
fantastic.
These aren't any... like,
they've not got marijuana.
They've not got
they're not wacky backy ones.
But he makes the best chocolate.
I dread to think
the amount of sugar and everything.
It's bad.
But oh my God, they're so good.
They are good. I can't remember what I was saying now.
You're talking about Selfridges.
Oh yeah, so did that. Very, very cool. The events door was there. I was just drooling over it for ages. It's just such a cool car. Really, really cool. And it looks great in that colour. Yeah. I'll add a little picture for the people that are watching it with their eyeballs.
Yeah.
We'll put that on the screen.
That's nice.
There was also Carrera GT.
Oh.
There was some 964s and 930s.
Was there a 959?
There wasn't a 959, no. But there was a lot of cool cars there. I'd say the only thing it was missing was a Veyron, really.
Really, yeah.
It was just, yeah, it was really, really cool.
Well, that's because they're all in pieces in Mark and Matt Armstrong's garage.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. And then, yeah, went from there. And I'd never actually been in Selfridges, ever. So after that meet, we went for a little walk around Selfridges. It was really cool.
Is it very expensive? I can't think if I've ever been to Selfridges.
They sell expensive stuff in there, but I don't think it's expensive because it's in Selfridges.
Okay.
It's just like proper nicely branded, you got like Louis Vuitton and all that malarkey and all that gear. And it's not knockoff.
Okay.
Because I checked.
Okay.
It's not like when
you go abroad.
So the watches
are real?
Yeah, it's not like when you go abroad and it's all knockoff.
Yeah.
It's all there. Like it's all legit.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's not like his North Face bags that he got in the market in Vietnam.
No, they're knockoff.
They're not waterproof either, as I found out.
Credit to them.
They've lasted.
I would say that they were marginally waterproof to an extent.
They're water resistant.
The conditions that we went through.
Yeah.
Like to say that your clothes were mostly dry.
No, they weren't.
No, they were.
Even my passport got wet.
That's
it wasn't
funny.
Very good at all. I had to dry my passport. Tom's passport was also completely soaked.
They're not advertised as being waterproof bags. They're water resistant.
Okay.
So is your passport as wrinkly as you now?
No, I don't think that's possible.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, it's
accurate.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Any more jibes?
How's your Mini?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Taylor had a bad day yesterday.
Oh, it was funny.
I had a bad day.
And I will say that was brought on by...
potentially by my Mini. I did arrive with the ump slightly and then I got the
because you were late.
Well, look, right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
So, my Mini at the moment is broken. It's the heater matrix is leaking into the footwell and it's at home at the moment and I've been trying to fix it over the last few evenings or whatever.
Easy job.
I've got the heater matrix in, but I can't connect the bloody pipes. And it's been a right faff. And I've been laying on the floor trying to do it. And the footwell is just swimming in coolant. It's so bad. And my elbows were in it. Anyway, I've still not done it. I'm actually just going to trailer it here. I'm going to take the interior out and try and dry it. Yeah, I'm going to try and dry it. And then I've ordered a genuine heater matrix because I think the one I ordered is just not quite right. So that annoyed me a bit. That wasn't the main reason that I was annoyed, but that annoyed me a bit. The main reason that I was annoyed is because I hate my commute. It just gives me the ump,
yeah,
quite frankly. And some days it's worse than others.
Do you know, Taylor always bangs on about his commute, and I always go, oh, it can't be that bad. I went to drive to pick up this Mini, and we went to Uxbridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Taylor always says about these, like the people, just drivers going that way towards London are just bad.
Yeah.
They're terrible. Mm. I was watching, there was this BMW 180 1 yeah. Series, whatever, and a Vauxhall Strat.
A what?
Well, it wasn't an Astra because the A fell off.
Oh, so it was a Strat. Okay. Yeah, okay.
And they were just like weaving in and out, like surty driving.
Surty driving, yeah.
And then everyone was just driving like dicks and just no one lets you in anywhere. Yeah. And like everyone yeah. is as close as they can be because they don't want to let anyone in.
Yeah.
I cannot get over how my commute going left or whatever, west on yeah. the M4 compared to going east on the M4. Mm-hmm. Literally at Reading, it just seems to change.
Yeah.
Like everyone drives like an absolute dick.
That's me every day as well.
Like I can't get over it.
And the day before, I got stuck for an hour on a roundabout trying to join the M25, and I'm just bored of it.
It's the M25 that is a bottleneck. Yeah, it's the main bottleneck.
It just really grinds on me sometimes. Sometimes yeah. I'm all right with it. I'll just deal it. I'll float in and out, whatever.
Question is, what are you going to do about it, Taylor?
Well, I'm looking to move. I've been looking at gaffs.
Okay. You have been looking for a while, though.
Yeah. You haven't actually just get on with it.
Well, I found one that I liked yesterday, but it's miles away. But yeah, I want the right gaff. I don't just want to move into anything. It's got to be right.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was annoyed by that, and then I came in and punched myself in the face.
Oh, insert clip.
No, don't insert clip.
Insert clip for people watching with your eye holes. We're not it's so good. I was right next to you.
Oh, did you just punch yourself in the face?
I hate this car. And I did throw a tantrum, and I did throw my tools on the floor, and then I did leave.
You did, yeah.
That really pissed me off.
Yeah.
And I just had a bad day.
Yeah.
I had the ump.
You did. And you turned up to work late.
Yeah, because I got stuck.
So basically, outside the unit, the road's being resurfaced. And we all arrived at the same time. So me, Rory and Jushi. And the workman said, oh, no, you can't be on this road. Well, you can't go on this road. We're resurfacing. It was like...
Which, by the way, they've done it. Absolutely. Oh, I'm going to say, I don't care. Terrible job.
Brilliant. Okay.
Rory's very passionate about the road.
Yeah, so they said we couldn't be on this road. Give us half an hour. So we went to the pub, we had a coffee, and then we came back and they were like, no, you can't be here. I was like, yes, we have to be here, otherwise we can't go to work. And then basically he let us through. There's stones everywhere, they're flicking up, blah, blah, blah. And then there's a steamroller, or whatever you call them, you know, the rolly machine, out right outside our unit, and we had to get him to move.
You can tell he's old. He calls it a steam roller.
Yeah, all right.
It's a diesel roller.
Anyway, he moved. We got in, and then we're like, where's Taylor? And Taylor, where were you?
So I got let in by the first man
yeah.
through the road, started driving on all the shingle, and then I got to a bit down there, and then there was another man, and yeah. he was like this in the middle of the road. And I was like, I just need...
What's this?
It was just like, stop.
Yeah.
You can't go any further. I was like, I just need to get in that driveway over there. And I could see the driveway.
Yeah.
He was like, no, you can't. Uh-huh. There's machines over there. And I could see the machine was on the corner, doing yeah. the corner. He was like, I don't even know why you're here. Why are you here? And I was like, because I work there.
Yeah.
And the man let me in yeah. because I need to get to that driveway. And the machine hadn't quite done the driveway yet. Yeah. It was about to come around the corner. And I said, could you just hold him there so I could drive in there? And he went, no, I don't know why you're here. I was like, I need to get in there.
Bloody hell.
And as I said that, the machine came round the corner and put fresh tarmac right outside the driveway. Whoa.
Fresh tarmac?
It's not tarmac.
No, they did tarmac. They put tarmac down.
Yeah.
Right.
Why don't they leave it at that?
So they put the tarmac down and I saw the tarmac go down because I had to sit there and wait.
So nice, fresh, black tarmac. Yeah.
And then another lorry came around and covered it in shingle.
I cannot get over how crap this road is.
It's really crap.
So Why did they put shingle on top?
So they put the shingle on top and then it went backwards and forwards a few times and I had to sit there and watch it. And then it went over it again and then it came and then a steamroller came along.
Oh, a steamroller?
Yeah, yeah, and then flattened it all down. And then this other vehicle came along that had like four wheels on it, all in the middle and whatever. Yeah. And then that ran over it a few times. And then a couple of transits went up and down, and I thought, brilliant, it's dry because the transits are on it. And I said, can I go? And it, no, And I thought, I'm just going to leave my car in the middle of the road in a minute and I'm going to walk.
Yeah.
I didn't, because I was in the RS4 and I didn't want them to damage it.
Yeah.
If I was in my new daily, which I will get onto in a minute, I would have left it there. But I didn't.
What new daily? Do you know about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So anyway, that's where it's just annoying. But I get it. I get that they had to lay the road. That's fine. They didn't even have to, because the road weren't that bad.
It wasn't bad. Yeah.
But it was the fact that they hadn't done that bit, and I could have driven, but he was just being an arse.
Yeah.
But what? So basically, the state that they've left the road in is a rally circuit. Might as well be a gravel rally track at the moment.
Yeah. It's very slippery.
And apparently, Taylor's telling me that this is how we lay roads in the UK now, where we just leave it like that.
Yeah.
And then they let all the cars run it into the road.
Yeah. And then some of the rain washes it away. It literally looks like our driveway. It's shit.
Oh, this is okay. There's something very interesting going on here.
A buffoon has entered the unit.
We've had an old fat man.
Hello.
Walk into our unit.
And when we say old, we mean ancient. All right, Tom.
Tom looks like he's regretted every single decision he's
come
made.
Come here, Tom. What's going on?
Just want to cry.
Why? What's going on? What are you doing here, Tom? Do you want to have a little seat? It's Tom Lenthal, everyone. Yay. What's going on?
I'm fixing. No, I'm not fixing. I'm taking a Mini apart. I'm taking Rory's Mini apart.
Why are you doing that, Tom?
Because I'm stupid.
So Tom
lost another bet.
Yeah. Tom Lenthal Limited isn't doing so well, so he's looking for part-time work. So he's on minimum wage. We're paying him £6 an hour.
Is that all? Minimum wage is more than that, you buffoon. So you're not used to, you don't even know how much you're paying people, do you?
No.
Rory, how much am I paying?
There we go. He doesn't know.
So you're here with Michael Ferney.
I am here with Mike, and we're having a look at Rory's engine to try and work out what's going wrong with it.
And you're doing a video on it.
I'm now full of regret.
Mm. Why? What are you stuck with, Tom?
I'm not stuck. It's not the taking apart of the engine or any of that stuff. It's the finding of the tools and the...
Now, welcome to my world.
Okay, anyway, so I'm getting there. And I just want a microfiber cloth so I can wipe my hands properly.
Oh, there's one just there, Tom, on that
table.
Yeah,
I know. I nearly nicked the ones over there.
Or there's one holding that sill up there.
Yeah, there's ones over there protecting some wheel centres by the look of it.
Oh, so, yeah, not
those
ones. Then
I thought I'd probably best not take that one.
Do you want me to just...
Yeah.
There we go. There's a microfiber. Right, Tom, haven't you got work to do?
Yeah, I'm going to...
Yeah, f*** off, you're busy.
Is it a part, Tom?
That's what he says to us all the time.
Yeah?
All right. Bye, Tom. Oh, bloody hell. Nelly the elephant's back as well.
Sorry, I just had to blow my nose.
Have fun, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom. If you've got a Jaguar Land Rover product, bring it to Tom so he can feed his kids again.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Back to the rally circuit. So, yeah, they've done a shit job.
But, yeah, what? So they just...
that's how they... I'm surprised you've never seen this before.
But why do they put little stones on top?
Because it sticks to the tarmac.
But tarmac's sticky.
I no idea.
Okay.
It's shit. It's slippery. We went out for lunch in the Allegro yesterday and I spun. I will spun. It's got 39 horsepower.
Redo the roads.
You did pull the handbrake.
I did do a handbrake turn and I did churn a little bit of it up because I wanted it to leave a mark so that every time I drive down Alcazar, I did that in an Allegro.
Yeah.
But they redo the roads by me and they don't do that. Like, yes, the roads.
But that's because your roads are made out of mud.
No.
And you have horses.
I'm sorry. The roads by me are far better than the roads by
near me. That's because no one uses them, because no one lives in Middle Earth.
So you have the M25.
Yeah.
That is probably one of the worst roads
very well
in the
used.
UK.
No, we love the M25.
We love it. Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's mint.
You drive on the M25 and you think you've got a blowout every 4 milliseconds.
That's only the concrete sections. I was reading a documentary about that the other day, actually. And there's a reason for that.
It's because it's shit.
It's because they cheaped out.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Anyway, we got a new road.
The closer you get to London, the shitter it gets.
Yeah, so anyway, that annoyed me. I had a bad day, punched myself in the face, blah, blah, blah.
hold on, wait.
No,
insert clip.
No, bugger off. Anyway, that was that.
Yep.
I got a new daily. Mm-hmm. I got a Jaguar XF.
Really? How did you get that?
I bought it off Rory's brother Tom.
Yeah.
Because it failed its MOT on a few bits.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fully restore it. And I've been driving it about and it's got air conditioned seats and it does, you'll be happy, 50 miles to the gallon.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. So yeah, I've been floating about in that, but the bodywork's a bit shit, so I don't mind hitting.
So yeah, Tom, admittedly the car was broken when he, like, not broken, but the exterior was terrible when he got it.
And it needed a full engine rebuild.
And then Tom may have had some more incidents, because he lives in the centre of Birmingham.
He brushed a Royal Mail fan.
He did brush a Royal Mail fan.
Really?
Yeah. And the car now just looks like...
It looks sore.
It looks like it's been in a bumper car sort of thing. Yeah. But the interior is lovely.
Which is perfect for me, because I can hit bins and have aircon.
Yeah, and churn up roads.
And churn up the road, yeah. So I've got that as a daily now, which I'm quite happy with.
Yeah.
Because it does 50 miles to the gallon and the aircon works.
Fantastic.
And it's got... But is it Bowers and Wilkins or Meridian?
That one's got Bowers and Wilkins.
Yeah, it's got good stereo, which is very important to me. Nice. Cruise control, stereo and aircon, only things I need in life.
Chameleon tint, that's what you need.
I don't want chameleon tint.
Okay, fair play.
What else have I been up to? Anything?
We
need to try and sort this.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. This seems serious.
I've asked you a few times now and nothing's been done about it.
Okay, okay.
We need to speak to the winner of the Allegro, because I don't want to let it go.
Well, we've tried to reach out to him and I don't think we've heard anything.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I want to buy it.
Okay, it's $5,000.
For sure. I just want to buy it. I had a chat with that car yesterday.
Yeah.
And he said, he looked at me in the eye and he said, I want you to be my owner.
No, he said, please stop handbrake turning me.
No, he said, I like that because it's funny.
Okay, right, yeah.
I just like that car.
All right.
I want to take it out in the summer
to
classic car shows.
Yeah.
I want to take it to the Festival of the... I could take it to the ex-Duke of London Selfridges.
They wouldn't let you in.
They would, yeah.
Okay.
And I want to enjoy it throughout the summer.
Right,
that for me is an attainable dream car.
Is it really?
I love it.
And do you know what? It's not bad for $10,000.
It's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Fantastic. All right, well, I'll try and get you an answer on that.
Yes, please.
Okay,
as soon as possible. Because I would like to purchase that vehicle.
Yes. All right. Any more?
Other than... I've just been preparing my 6 Series because I've decided I'm going to take that to the Nürburgring.
Fantastic. All right, so very exciting.
We're going to the Nürburgring and I'm going to take my 6 Series.
Okay.
Because I'm going to enjoy that. And
you're
I might
drive
even
it on
do
the ring.
I might do a lap in it.
Oh, okay.
We'll see.
Okay. All right, nice.
See how brave I'm feeling. Other than that, nout.
Okay. As for me, we've been working on a vehicle that I bought recently.
A big car.
Yes. And this is an actual dream car. I know we say it a lot, but this is a car that I never thought I'd be able to get into.
Again, never heard you mention anything about it till about
three months ago.
Yeah, so.
I know, but it's a legendary car that I never thought I'd be able to own.
All right, from now on, no dream car uses. It's just a legendary car that you like.
Okay.
All it's right. not a dream, because, as I said...
I've dreamt about owning one.
I think you've only...
I have, yeah.
For a long time.
Long time.
Bullshit.
As long as you've been in knickers.
I think the only car that realistically you've actually dreamed of having was a 993.
Maybe. But I really love this. It's a dream car.
You can love it. It's not a dream car.
It's my dream car. No. Rory, shut up. So yes, as you may have seen on Instagram, I bought myself a Lotus Carlton. Literal unobtainium. The reason why this is obtainium... Yes, that works. Is because it's mega, mega high mileage and it's a bit rusty and there's loads of issues with it that we didn't know. What?
We discussed the other day, you've got three halo cars, I would say.
Yeah.
Which is your BMW, Barney.
Yeah.
You've got your 993.
Yeah.
And you've now got the Lotus Carlton.
What about Phil?
And Phil.
But these are like three legendary cars.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All of them.
Clio Williams. That's a legend.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, I'll give you that.
All right, but these three, all of them, have over 200,000 miles on
them.
That
is true. That is true, yeah.
These are cars that most... I think the reason why these three are probably a bit more... Most of them are low mileage because most people collect them and store them away.
Yeah.
Whereas these three, you've managed to find the only ones that are... They have been used and abused. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so Barney, my M3, which is a nut and bolt restoration, and it didn't exist. Tourings don't exist. 226,000 miles.
But even
now?
To find the original chassis of a 330i Techno Violet,
with like that mileage,
that
one
of that would have been garaged by someone.
993 is on 206 and the Carlton is on 202-203 now. It's incredible. We've had it on the ramp a lot
and it's been a lot worse than we thought it was when we looked at it.
Yes.
Because when we looked at it, I looked underneath it and I said, that is absolutely mint. It's
yes.
lovely. And yes. since getting it back, we have found
ooh, it's
nothing
bad.
But horrors.
And you would have seen that in Thursday's episode.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of work to do. The brakes need doing. The suspension needs doing. The sill is completely rotten.
We found bathroom sealant in it. We found Tiger Seal, fiberglass. It's someone has unfortunately at some point in this car's life completely bodged it up, which
yes.
is a real, real shame. But we're going to fix it.
Indeed. I paid, and it's an obscene amount, it's the most amount I've ever spent on a car, £45,000 on it. Realistically, had it been an 80 to 100,000 mile vehicle, it's worth 70 to 80,000 pounds all day long.
Yeah.
So I got it for nearly half what it's worth, really, or what it would be worth with lower mileage.
But
the engine itself is great.
The engine itself's good, but we have disassembled it. We've taken
yes.
the turbos off of it.
Yep.
And we are going to take some more bits off of it and send it all off and rebuild
indeed.
It.
Indeed.
Oh, you know, I was just thinking, when you take the calipers away from this, this needs to go somewhere else, actually, while we're waiting for all the other stuff.
Where?
I think you need to send this to Rich.
Oh, for an exhaust.
But like a 540i level exhaust where he you know, like it's perfection where there's like... Yeah.
Your 540 exhaust is very nice.
It is
very,
cool.
very nice.
Yeah.
But it won't have brakes, so I don't really trust it being wheeled around with no brakes.
Or you send it off to the ice blasters.
No, we need to get the rust done first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then I
it needs an exhaust.
On it this does. Car, if we leave the rear discs on it, you will still have a handbrake.
Okay, that works.
Because I believe it's got internal drums.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think in the... Because what? We've got probably 2 months because everything has to be custom made for this car.
Yes. So AP Racing are going to make me some discs.
Yeah.
They don't exist.
Custom made, yeah.
Custom made floating discs.
They're actually using drawings from what they had back in the day when they originally designed the braking system for this car. And they're going to put them, they're going to make them.
Yeah.
They're going to make from those drawings back in the 90s.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's amazing. I'm so excited.
And they're also, these are factory AP Racing brakes on this car. They're going to take all of the calipers and fully rebuild them with new aluminium pistons and seals and everything.
Yep. And then there's another, what's the coilover company called? The
Leader, L-E-D-A.
Who are going to custom make a, this to us, this is our Bugatti Veyron. This is our car where people are trying to band together to get it back to
literally
good form.
Every corner you turn... You need a specialist.
Yeah.
Everything that needs to be done, like the turbos, for example, one of them's a little bit knackered. They're going to Turbo Technics. They're going to be rebuilt. They're going to be bigger. And they're going to be able to produce between 450 to 500 horsepower.
Yeah.
So we are gunning for a kind of maybe a top speed run, try and get it in excess of its 177 mile an hour top speed. So that's very exciting.
With
very,
a caravan on the back.
With the caravan, of course, we need to get it sober. But yeah, it'll be an ongoing project. I'm super, super excited, and hopefully you guys really enjoyed the first episode that came out. The second episode, you get to see a dyno run on this, so we get to find out how much power it makes. Spoiler alert, it's not a lot, so there are some issues. And then we have a proper dig behind the sill, and it's very bad news.
It's not good.
No.
Again... It is fixable and we will fix it.
Yes. And I do love it and I cannot wait to bring it to shows. Food and Fuel, hopefully be ready for that. So I'll be doing lots of burnouts because the diff on this is, it's aggressive.
How do you know that?
Oh, on the way back from the dyno, back from Surrey Rolling Road.
Was this on the gravel track?
No, it wasn't. It was just actually on a road. I was with Jim, our kind of cameraman, doer of all things, going round a roundabout, like not even thinking about like driving aggressively or anything, driving normally. Between 1 second to the next, I was fully sideways. And I was like, what the hell is going on here? So yeah, that completely caught me off guard. And then driving up hills as well, I was like, okay, let's just see what it does. And it's spooling its tires, rear tires, admittedly, they're quite old, in second gear.
That is brilliant. I like that.
And that is down on power big time.
Yeah.
So with an extra 100, 150 horsepower, it's going to be a handful.
Yeah. That's
and I cannot
be
wait
very
for that.
Cool,
yeah. Other things that I've been up to, got crashed into.
No.
You
pit maneuvered a lady in a Honda Jazz.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
apparently, I pit maneuvered an old lady in a Honda Jazz.
You have been crashing a lot in your old age.
Yeah. He just can't see. He's supposed to have glasses, we know that, but he doesn't wear
that's
them.
That's only for like short.
Was this one of those things where you could see her about to crash into you, you're like, I'm going to have to teach her a lesson?
No, it was, he saw it, he's like, no, I'm in a rush.
I came off the, I think A404 onto a roundabout, and I did the journey yesterday, and on the ground, you can actually clearly see there's like an arrow to point right, arrow to point straight forwards. She was going over the roundabout. I was taking right. I was indicating right. And she was going quite slowly. As I was turning right, all of a sudden, she completely just veered into my lane as if she changed her mind and wanted to go right. And then just crashed into the front of my car. And we stopped, pulled over, and I asked if she was all right. I said, do you admit responsibility? And she said, yes, absolutely. And she said that a car in front of us slowed down or something. It confused her, blah, blah, blah. I didn't quite see what she meant. And yeah, we exchanged details. I gave her a hug and then that was it. So car's going to have to get sorted, going to have to get paint and a bit of bodywork as well. It's one of those things like you can see it happening, but you have no time to react. I got on the horn, but by the time I actually got my hand on the horn, it was done.
Did you not put your foot on the brake?
No. He had to teach her a lesson.
Yeah. Veered straight into her. So yeah, that happened. Carbon intake on the RS4.
Yeah.
As you will have seen on Instagram as well. I bloody love those things.
They're really good.
Working on the Mercedes SL, we've got our V8 series ongoing.
Yeah.
Mustang 8 series SL, and we had it in the unit this week. And my God, does that car look fantastic now.
Yeah, but I hated that.
I know.
That was crap.
Why is that?
Because that car attacked me.
Yeah, did it make
violently.
You punch yourself in the face?
Insert clip.
So yeah, we had a little pootle up and down like the unit road here and it handles really nicely.
It does.
It feels great. And just the way it sits now is beautiful.
Yeah.
The interior is shit. Those seats need to go. I need to get some decent seats in there.
Yeah.
But I can't wait for our road trip, which will be happening soon. We're still waiting to get the 8 series back from paint.
Which and is being done, is, actually.
Yeah, as soon as that's with resumed. Us, then we will continue that series as well, which is exciting.
I must say, your SL looks amazing.
Doesn't it just?
It looks really, really cool.
Yeah, so. Especially with the 16-inch wheels now. So
yeah.
I'm absolutely over the moon.
Mm,
and then apart from that, Barney interior as well is being redone. So I have a little, what do you call this? A swatch?
A sample.
Sample. Yeah. So cinnamon leather with purple stitching. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah. Cinnamon. That's nice.
Yeah, it's because Rory's gone for cinnamon in his.
He's even copied my seats as well.
I have copied your seats.
You took inspiration from my car.
I would actually refer to you as a trendsetter.
Thank you.
You're very trendy.
Thank you. That's funny, because I was the first one with cinnamon.
First one? What, in the world? Did you invent cinnamon?
Out of us lot. Do you know, really? Actually, what we need to do, because I'm interested to see, because your cinnamon is very different to that cinnamon.
Mine's a bit brighter than that. Yeah, but it's still cinnamon.
I want to see what that looks like on your seat because I think it's going to be vastly different.
I think so. But, so yeah, I've copied Rory because he's very trendy.
And Rory copied me because I am the trendsetter.
No, I don't think so. I copied the seat that Max had when he brought out. Max Hawks Automotive.
Yep.
He's doing it all. Yep. Great. Amazing.
Really good.
And Taylor even managed to stitch a penis into some leather.
I did. I knitted a phallus.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, shall we move on with the rest of the podcast?
Yes.
This, I think, might have been the longest what have we been up to section.
53 minutes.
Ever.
Bloody hell. Let's move it on now to the sponsor of this podcast episode, of course, CarVertical. CarVertical is the sponsor of this episode. And we've had an email at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
From a man called Tim. All right, Tim.
All right, Tim.
And yeah, as ever, if you've got any CarVertical stories, then you can email us and I will read out those stories. And this one from Tim says, "Hi, Alex, Taylor and Rory. I've been an avid viewer of the channel and listener of the podcast for many years now, and I've been meaning to write in. I recently sold my daily driver, a 2016 Honda Jazz 1.5.
Because you pit manoeuvred him.
Yeah, yeah, maybe he wanted to crash into me as well. As it was a bit bland and I wanted something a bit more special, a 2009 Mercedes-Benz C320 CDI W204 popped up for sale at a local dealership here in South Africa for a very reasonable price. Lots of South Africans. Isn't it?
Yeah,
loads
lots.
Of them. Yeah. Seeing as I've always had a soft spot for Mercs, I decided to go have a look at it. I was initially very skeptical of the car as it seemed a little too good to be true. No visible accident damage, full service history with a reputable Mercedes specialist, and a very neat and clean car overall. After test driving it twice, I decided to run a car vertical check just to be sure that I wasn't buying a lemon. And to my delight, the report came back completely clean. No theft, mileage, or accident discrepancies detected. Very glad to have a tool like Car Vertical at the ready for vehicles that you aren't 100% certain about. Needless to say, I'm over the moon with the Mercedes. Keep up the good work. Looking forward to seeing some more adventures from you and the team very soon. Cheers, Tim. So that goes to show, Car Vertical won't only give you like doom and gloom. Like Tim, if you find a car and you think it's a bit too good to be true, you do a Car Vertical, maybe sometimes it is too good to be true. Well, no, it's not too good to be true. It's actually what you want it to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like above and beyond your expectations. Yeah. You got Car Vertical there backing up your theory. Mm. So that's really, really good. And if you want to do a Car Vertical check on any vehicle that you either own or want to buy, then use my code AlexCast for 20% off your next Car Vertical report. Car Vertical doesn't only work in the UK, Taylor.
No, it works in... Why do you always ask me?
Because I test you every week just it to make sure that you're listening.
In most of Europe.
Yeah.
Australia.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah. America.
South Africa.
Yeah.
And England.
And England, the all United Kingdom.
All of it. Even Wales, yeah. Scotland, the lot. Yeah.
So as I say every single week, we do not leave the unit without running Car Vertical reports because we don't want to arrive at a car and be disappointed. And or in the case of Tim, actually be elated because the car that he really wants is actually in good condition.
Mm. It's funny because we went to go and buy that Mini last night with Rory.
Yeah.
And we did a Car Vertical on it. And before doing the Car Vertical, yeah, I went, that's been painted, that.
Oh, really?
And we did it, and it came up with a damage report. It's not categorised.
It was actually...
insurance assessment.
Jeff as well, the owner, actually was like, I've done a car vertical report on it. And he pulled up his car vertical report on it.
Yeah.
And yeah, you could see there was just a damage assessment. So yeah. Okay. Just had a minor bump where they've just obviously...
Nice. Okay. So again, use the code AlexCast for 20% off. And if you front load and buy lots of car vertical reports right now, you'll get up to 50% off right now. Let us move on to the news. What's been going on, Rory, in the world of cars?
So we've got two bits of news I've got.
Yeah.
I've got the Dodge Charger is being made, well, not made, but delivered to Europe for the first time.
Ooh. I like the Charger. Wait, now, does it look like the Dodge Charger that we know and like, or does it look shit?
Does it have a V8?
Is it electric and an SUV?
It is. So originally they were electric, but now they have made, because they realised that no one was buying them because trying to sell an American car, that American muscle car to the American audience and it not be a V8 or an internal combustion won't really work that well.
No.
No.
So yeah, it's... I'll show you, Tay. Wait, I'm just loading a picture of it. It does look like...
It looks like a Charger.
It looks like a more modern... I still think I prefer the old Charger.
Now, that looks like a Challenger because the Charger was a four-door, the last one. Do you remember?
So they've removed the... Yeah, so I think they're all now called Chargers.
They've removed the Challenger.
Yeah, and they're now just either two-door or four-door.
Is it because people can't spell Challenger?
Maybe. Yeah. But do you remember the Challenger was the two-door coupe?
That's the one you had in America.
Yes.
When you drove it, yes.
Yes, correct. Yes. And then the Charger, it eventually became a four-door saloon, a sedan.
Okay.
But now it looks like they've gone to a two-door again.
Nice. Okay, good-looking car.
It looks like... What prices?
Do we know anything about it?
What is its power plant?
So...
Here we go.
It is, so obviously they do an electric version.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
The entry level petrol one is a 3 litre six cylinder.
Okay, V6, yeah.
With 420 horsepower.
What?
Yeah. So probably supercharged or something.
That's really good.
Or turbocharged.
Above that is the 3 litre twin turbo.
Oh.
Right.
With 550 horsepower.
Bloody hell.
And then, no.
What?
No.
What?
No.
Go on.
They're doing like a electric hybrid sort of thing.
Yeah.
And that comes with 670 horsepower, 0-60 in 3.3 seconds.
Bloody hell.
I do quite like the sound of that.
Mm.
But they will not have a V8 in it.
No V8. Oh, no.
Now, is it rear-wheel drive or is it four-wheel drive?
I think it depends on what model you get. I think it will be four-wheel drive on some of them.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's interesting.
Rory's learning as he's
I'm
reading.
I'm learning as I'm reading.
You've
honest,
not done your research.
Well, you're asking
you?
You're asking me too many questions that I didn't really.
Well,
think
yeah,
to...
you should know about it because you're in charge of the news this
well,
week.
Well, this was the piece of news I picked. I read the headline. I was like, "That's cool."
Standard Rory, isn't it?
And then the other piece of news,
yeah,
is Audi have released their. I'm going to say it. Not very Audi name car.
Okay.
And it's called the Audi Nuvolari. So this car is based off a Lamborghini platform.
That looks like the thing that Will Smith drove.
I was about to say that. It looks like something from iRobot.
Yes. Do you mean the Audi R8?
Which, that was the Audi R8 concept yeah. from back in the day.
Yeah. They called it something else, didn't they?
Yeah, I can't remember. But it looks more like the Audi R8 concept.
So,
yeah.
Is that actually a car? Can you buy that?
So, it is a car because, oh wait, they were testing it on the Nürburgring.
Oh, yeah.
So
that'll
yeah.
be all hybrid and stuff, won't it? It's not electric, is it?
It is a hybrid. Yeah, no, it's not electric. Okay. It is a hybrid. I'm guessing it's probably going to be based off the same as like a Lamborghini Revolto.
Okay.
Because they're obviously just sort of sharing platforms with each other.
That's quite interesting.
I'm gonna guess that's what it would
be. Do we know engines?
No. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't read that far down, I'll be honest.
It's not. You need the organized. AI summary, don't
it's,
you?
It's just not. See what I was saying about organized? He doesn't organize. No, see, yeah. Look, he had one thing.
It's a 1,000 horsepower hybrid supercar.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't see anything saying that it's. Oh, wait. Oh no. It is a V8 engine.
Okay.
With the V8 will be responsible for 788 of that horsepower.
Oh. They must have used the V8s from RS4s.
I was going to say, it's probably actually the V8 from the latest RS6.
The engine is actually just borrowed from the Lamborghini, so it probably will be the same that's in the Revolver. Yeah. But yeah, that means it goes up to 10,000 RPM.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Oh.
10,000 RPM.
That's quite exciting. It's going to have an exciting price tag, no doubt. Any more news?
No, that's about it, really.
Okay, fantastic. So, you remember last time that we spoke about the Ferrari Lucy?
Yes.
The Lucky.
Yeah, Lucky. You and I were not convinced.
No.
We were like, doesn't make any sense. Loved it. You absolutely loved it.
I don't love it.
You're a brand ambassador.
You want one. You said you were going to sell everything to get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I must have smoked some brownies on that day.
No, you hit yourself in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Basically, the Ferrari Lucy, for me, is like an affront to Ferrari. It goes against everything that I believe that Ferrari is.
Yeah.
And then it got me thinking, what other manufacturers have released vehicles that are an affront to the brand?
Yeah.
Like, that don't make sense. That just, why would you do that? It's so stupid and it makes me angry. One such car is a car, whenever I see it, I just get really riled up.
Do you?
Yeah, it's from BMW.
Yeah.
And it is called the BMW XM.
They
Do you know what I'm talking about? The XM.
Was this
the big enormous, ugly, ungainly.
Was that the one that Clarkson tried to take off-road?
I don't know.
No, that was an X6. We're talking about the newer one.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to Google a picture?
Let me get you a picture of the BMW XM. It is horrendous. It is just, if you ever see it on the road,
they do look ridiculous.
Look at the size of it.
Oh, it's massive, isn't it?
If you look at that, what I mean, it doesn't scream or say BMW to me. It says some Chinese startup electric SUV something. No, shut up. No, you don't. It is hideous. It is so large. Right, shut up. Are you taking a piss?
I would have that. Are you joking?
He is taking a piss. So it is a 2.7-ton luxury plug-in hybrid SUV built from the ground up by BMW's famous, fabled M-Performance division. Okay? Legendary. We love M-Performance.
So the same people that made that car made the E46 M3.
Okay. It is only the second standalone model ever made by BMW M, following the legendary M1 supercar from 1978. So they did that one, and then they did this one. It's like, what are you guys smoking? Are you also smoking James's brownies? Because something must have been going wrong in there. The range-topping XM has got a 4.4 V8 and electric motor with 738 horsepower.
Because that's needed.
Exactly. Evo magazine, the headline says, it's the most powerful BMW on sale and also the worst. Oh. That is the headline for their review. It is ugly. It is shit. It annoys me every time I see it.
All right. In front of you. is a BMW XM.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to drive home in one of these cars, the BMW XM or
Figaro,
the Ferrari Lucky.
I'd go in the XM.
I would walk.
No, no, you have to pick one.
No, I would walk.
I'd take the Ferrari.
I feel like the XM will be one of those cars where it obviously, it's not doing what it should do. It's not.
Oh,
it's
sales
not,
are terrible. No one's buying
it. It's not
as
an
well.
M car, blah, 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 whatever. But I have a feeling it's one of those cars you sit in. It's probably quite nice just to actually drive it.
No, because the interior is really cramped as well, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah.
But it's massive.
I know. It's shit.
It's really shit, Rory.
It is really shit, yeah. So any other cars that you guys can think of that are an affront to the brand?
And I've got one.
You guys at home, you can email us at
podcast@autoalexcars.com
and let us know, and then we can continue the discussion. Rory, go on.
Mine is an Aston Martin
Lagonda. No, stunning car. Best thing they ever made. You're trying to piss me off with the XM.
Okay, I see.
The Lagonda, that's the one with the flat nose.
The wedge car.
Is that four-door? It was large, wasn't it?
It was large.
Very large and long.
I don't think it was four-door.
I don't think they're too horrendous. It's very 80s.
Oh, no, it was four-door.
Okay. Yeah, it was four-door, yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah,
that is hideous.
That's a stunning bit of design, that. So you don't like that? You think that's an affront to the brand?
How can you go from designing DB5s, DB6, all that stuff, these beautiful cars to that?
Because in the 80s, everything became really boxy and square.
I'm sorry, no one would have looked at that. Even in the 80s, you can't look at that and go, that's a nice bit of car, that.
Mm.
Well, it came out in the same sort of generation as the 8 Series, which was sort of wedge shape and a pop-up headline.
The 8 Series looks far better than
that. I'll give you that. It does, yes. Yeah. But
it doesn't fit the brand for aesthetics.
It's a four-door, which realistically, the only reason why these brands, Aston, all these other ones, did four doors, bit of money.
Yeah.
They were thinking, oh, we can maybe sell more of these. So I don't think, this was obviously just I would try and get a bit of money. But it's just...
It looks like a parts car, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What can we rush out?
It's horrible. If you took the Aston Martin badge off that and told me what brand made that car, would you be able to say that
same
that was
with
an
the
Aston
XM?
Martin?
Same with the XM. Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to say it. And I think that's probably what you're getting at.
Yeah.
If you took the badge off, would you be able to say it's that car?
Yeah. Because it has no lineage.
I can one up that.
Go on.
With the same brand.
Which brand? What, Aston Martin?
Yeah.
No, this doesn't count.
Are you going to say
they
Signet?
They did this for emissions.
Emissions,
reasons.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Why doesn't it count?
It kind of does count.
Okay.
It kind of counts. Okay. So
they were forced to do that, though. The Lagonda, they chose.
I don't think they were forced to do it.
No, they were.
Because like Ferrari didn't do it at the time.
Yeah, because that's because they...
Lamborghini didn't do
Aston
it at the time.
Aston were trying not to get fined.
Oh, okay. I have a couple of others.
Oh, go on.
Go on.
The Fox Body Mustang. How did they go from the beautiful 60s Mustang, like your one, to then like the Mac one and all that, which is quite butch and a bit different, to the Fox Body?
It is an ugly car.
How did that happen? And then, what annoys me even more, the Mach-E.
Oh, yeah, the Mustang Mach-E.
Yeah, Mustang is probably actually one of those brands that has had the biggest sort of nosedive, I would say.
But now we're talking about the lineage of the Mustang name. But the Mustang Mach-E actually makes sense. You look at it and it's like...
But it's not a Mustang.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's... Yeah, okay. It's just a name that we're annoyed at. But the car itself
is selling
well.
But again, you take
the
badge off it.
Yeah.
Is it a Mustang?
No.
No. Is it a Ford? Yes.
But it's not a Mustang.
I was saying an affront to the brand, not an affront to the name.
I think the Mustang is the brand, though. Like, it's just a subdivision of it.
I think the one that annoys me the most...
Yeah.
That really boils my blood is the Lotus Electra.
What's that?
Which is an SUV.
Which did terrible. Oh. I think that's done terrible.
I actually see a few of them out on the road. It's this.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's a Lotus. And I sort of get what they're trying to do. They're trying to boost revenue by selling a car what they think is going to sell well and make money, but. Just build a cool saloon or something.
Yeah.
Or an estate car. Why is everyone now going for electric SUVs that have got loads of power that aren't actually that practical because they're quite small inside? Because that's got a really sloped back on it. So it's not going to be practical.
No.
I just don't get it. Like Lotus, that's not Lotus at all.
Yeah.
No. And you know, Lotus have realised that with another bit of car news that actually
came out.
Lotus is coming back with another car, which I'm quite surprised about because I thought Lotus was...
I thought they got no money.
Yeah. But they're bringing out a Lotus Esprit again.
Oh. Ooh, okay.
With a new all-wheel drive, 1,000 horsepower hybrid. It's hybrid.
Is it an SUV?
Well, they've only released concept engines yet, but...
What the hell is that?
That's a conservatory.
Look at the rear of it, though.
Okay, that's a nice rear.
Yeah.
Okay.
The front is still too concepty.
Yeah.
We don't know what that's actually going to look like. But they're still trying.
Yeah, I get it. But like the Electra, or whatever you call it, is literally a rebranded Chinese SUV. It's not even made by Lotus, I don't believe. I think it's made in China. Okay. So I don't get it.
No.
Like, why has it got a Lotus badge on it?
Okay.
Lotus, for me, shouts motorsport pedigree and lightweight and handling
And rust.
And a bit of rust.
Lack of turbos and bad brakes.
And like, performance, not an electric SUV.
Yeah.
But you know, that is quite funny, though. At the time, would you have said, this didn't fit the Lotus brand?
Well, this is kind of an affront to it as well.
That was
GM forcing their hand.
Yeah, yeah.
I disagree, because we had the Lotus Cortina before that.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
so they already did like
and
that.
And this was never sold as a Lotus. It was always sold in specific Vauxhall dealerships.
There was another one I was going to say as well.
Okay.
But I've forgotten.
Well, while you think of that, everyone at home listening, doing what you're doing, write in and let us know what cars you think are an affront to the brand, and we will continue the discussion next time.
But what I will say
is
there are other vehicles that I think are an affront to brands, which did actually sell well.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the Lamborghini Urus.
Porsche Cayenne.
The Porsche Cayenne. Yeah. When the Porsche Cayenne came out, everyone said it was really ugly. Why have Porsche made an SUV? Blah, blah, blah. In fairness, they are fairly ugly. They're not the best looking SUV ever, but they are really good.
Didn't people really like the X5 as well?
All of that stuff. And as I say, the Urus, I personally hate the Urus. Mm. I think it's crap, but loads of them are sold.
Yeah.
I do see them about. Yeah. I do.
All right, let's now move the podcast on to looking rich on a budget. And the reason I want to talk about this is because I was looking on, I think it was Car and Classic, Aston Martin DB9s you can get for under 10 grand.
I've been saying we should get one of these.
Where's this come from?
I remember a year ago I said, let's get this one that was like 11 grand. And you at the time were like,
well, I'm not saying we're going to get one. I just want to open up a discussion.
I do like a DB9.
Mm. I think a DB9's great.
I'm a bit put off by the gearbox because a lot of them are that flappy paddly.
I think you could you get them in a manual?
You can get them in a manual, but they are quite expensive.
But the fact is, you can get it for under 10 grand now. I'm like, what? Aren't they V12s as well?
Yeah. Where did you find it?
I think it was like on Car and Classic or something.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it Cat?
Do you know what else? No, I don't know. Oh, no, I think it might be in Cat Inn or something. Yeah.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. Do you know what else I found? Well, I looked at, and I sent it to you guys.
Yeah.
Aston Martin Rapide. I looked at that and I'm like, do you know what? That could be a nice family vehicle.
That is just a DB9, but stretched out.
Is it?
Yeah, the same sort of architecture.
But I think they're great. A long DB9 is cool.
This is weird though, because these are my cars. Why are you encroaching
on
my...
I'm in your domain now.
Yeah.
I'm all up in your grill.
And you're liking... You're driving around in a Range Rover L322.
Yes.
You're
got
now
your
talking
Vauxhall.
About buying an Aston Martin. What is this?
What's happened to me?
What have you done?
I know. I'm getting too old.
Yeah. Yeah, this is weird.
Yeah. What other cars can you get then that make you look rich on a budget? What are we saying?
I've got it.
Yeah, go on.
Saab.
Saab?
Any Saab.
What do you mean?
Any
you look
Saab.
Like a you look a like Saab. A dentist.
Any Saab?
A Saab.
Look,
a Saab 900 does not make you look rich.
Look, if you drive a Saab, you could either be
a Saab 95. You does
could
not
either
make
be
you look rich.
A CEO, or you could either just be like a normal.
You can't
characterize a Saab owner.
I've got one for you. A Saab 93 yesterday in black, because Jack Joy owns one. Every time he rolls up, do you think, God, you look rich?
He could be.
Yeah, anyone could be driving
that's
an Allegro. But do you look at the Saab
but
owner?
That's the whole point. A Saab owner has no classification of what they are.
No.
You can either get Jack Joy driving one, or you could get some really high-end businessman.
Yeah, but his is a clapped-out Vauxhall engine Saab.
It doesn't matter.
It matters.
It doesn't matter.
Rory, it matters.
No, you can't.
Take it seriously.
That's
what car can you buy that makes you look rich?
You watch. People understand what I'm saying.
No, don't get it. Maserati Quattroporte, that's another one.
No. Yeah. No, I disagree with that.
What? Why?
Everyone knows that Maserati Quattroportes are cheap now. I don't think...
Yeah, but to all the right. everyman, you don't.
I would say my XJ.
I would agree.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I would agree.
I don't think people realise how cheap those are.
How much can you get an XJ for?
On like dealer platforms, yeah, buying them, £4,000.
Really?
Yeah.
For a 3 litre diesel?
For a 3 litre okay. diesel.
I was going to show you, but it doesn't load.
Yeah.
But on Facebook Marketplace a few days ago, I actually showed it to you and you went, how much? That's way too expensive. And then showed me an Aston Martin Rapide for £5,000 more.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a Rolls Royce Phantom.
Didn't it have...
I need a head gasket, but a bit of K-seal and it'll go again.
It was 25 grand, man.
Yeah, and the Aston Martin was 30.
Yeah, but that's fast and luxurious.
And a Phantom isn't. A Rolls Royce.
Yeah, but we've just done
Phantom.
Bentley. We've just done
Bentley.
Yeah,
but for 25 grand. That for me. Do you know what else? There's two other cars I think scream money.
Yeah, go on.
L405. They're sub 10K now.
Yep.
Ooh, and
yeah,
I think they
true.
Look nice.
Range Rover
inside,
L405.
They're nice. Yep. You get in an L405, you think, oh, this is a bit nice.
Yeah.
Like touchscreen climate control.
Oh,
and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And E60 M5. Sub 10 grand. And it's not the car that makes you look rich.
Sub 10 grand E60 M5.
Yeah, you can get one. It's not, yeah, but it's
Taylor,
not the, it's not the
Taylor,
car. No, 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 no.
Taylor,
no.
There is no Before one in this on, world who looks at an E60 M5 and thinks
yes, there is.
They have money.
Yes, there is. Do you know why?
Go
because
on.
People look at the E60 M5 and they go, God, still moving. They must be minted.
No, right, no, okay, no. Okay. No one. You know what I will say? Pretty much any 60s classic car, 60s, 70s classic car. I think if you took the average person...
What about a Triumph?
I think me and my Spitfire, I think if you took the average, and I mean the average non-car enthusiast yeah. person...
Which is what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would say that they think that car is a lot of money.
To be fair to him, we went to Sainsbury's in the Allegro yesterday and we were getting a lot of looks.
We were getting a
and
lot
there,
of
there
looks,
was a lot
yeah.
of people there that were like... Yeah. They've got dough.
I think if you can get a classic car with a nice paint job,
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people will think that car is worth
yeah.
a lot of money.
I agree yes. with that. Yeah.
That's because you spent more on the paint than the car's worth.
Yeah, but I think I would love to, we should probably do this at some point and pull like the Spitfire, a few of these random cars and pull them in the car park at Sainsbury's
yeah.
and get people to value how much.
Should we have a car meet at Sainsbury's?
That could be a good V2 video, actually.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And maybe we'll bring the Allegro and I think you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
people, I reckon they look at that as 20 grand car
I
all
think
day
you're
long.
Talking out your arse now.
No.
Yes, you are.
No, we all know it's the best car in the multiverse. Just accept it.
Anyway, and with that, we're now going to call it there. Let us know in the email, which is
podcast@autolikescars.com.
Which cars would you pick to look rich on a budget? And
Allegro.
We will potentially continue the conversation. But we've got lots of work to do. Rory, what have we got coming up?
Coming up, we've had a lot of hit
false,
and miss and stuff.
False,
yeah. Yeah, annoyingly, we've been trying to be really consistent, but so we're doing another two VA episodes.
Yeah.
Then we're potentially either going to start Porsches or Lotus Carlton.
Yes.
Unsure yet.
Yes.
So and
we've got lots of good stuff coming. Go on.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
What is it?
Sunday. I can't think any. Oh, the podcast has come out
oh,
on Sunday.
Brilliant. You're winding me up.
Fantastic. Then. No, why? What's going on? I can't possibly think of anything.
On Sunday,
it's
I'm
not
going
very
to be
special.
A year older.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
So you're 40?
No.
Oh, how old are you going to be?
32.
Really? Are you sure you're not going to be 40?
I could be 40. I don't okay. know. I've forgotten.
Because we all at the same age.
Getting old.
Yeah. People always say I look far younger yeah. than you.
Taylor has got more grey hairs than both of us combined.
He does,
I have,
yeah.
actually. And it's because of you two.
Right. Anyway, and with that, thank you very much for watching and listening to the Autolikes podcast. Whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. We will see you next time. Have a great weekend, remainder of the weekend. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.